Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
George Friedman, the chairman and founder of Geopolitical Futures, looking at Vladimir Putin's choices these last weeks, 6-7 weeks into the war. The choice now is a man named Alexander Dvornikov, a senior figure commanding the Southern Command, a veteran of Syria and before that Chechnya. He's a Soviet military officer. He's commanded at all levels, platoon, company, brigade. Right now he's being handed Ukraine, the special military operation. George, a very good day to you. The headlines in Europe do not promise for the Russian decision to put Dvornikov in charge. For example, from the Telegraph, Finland will make a decision on whether to apply to join the 30-member NATO alliance within weeks, despite a warning from the Kremlin. In addition, from the Telegraph, we learned that the former finance minister of Russia, now in charge of an audit chamber, has said that Russia's recovery from sanctions will take years. Alexander Kudrin said, if sanctions remain at the current level, it will take about 2 years of reconstruction, no less. He's predicting 20% inflation by the end of this year or more. George, does Dvornikov answer either of these circumstances reported most recently, Finland to give a left flank to NATO, and the man who's in charge of an audit chamber saying we've got a catastrophe on our hands that will take years to repair? Good day to you, George.
Good day. And the way to look at this is Russia has two needs. First, to win this war, and two, to win it very quickly, because they can't take an extended war. They cannot take it financially. They can't take it politically. Europe is lining up against it. Their problem is they can possibly win this war, but not quickly. It will take an extremely long time to break the Ukrainians. That's clear. Now, this new general in Chechnya, in Syria, had a strategy. He would put a reign of terror on the population, rapidly breaking them. But the population was mountainous. It was enclosed. They couldn't move very easily. They had them trapped. The Ukrainians have shown great mobility, which makes it much harder to kind of implement his sort of terror on them. And so it's the best chance they've got, leaving the morals aside, but it really isn't a good one.
The choices, however, are not just on the battlefield. The choices are sanctions, as you write, the severe sanctions and damage to the economy. And NATO is looking to grow. I believe Sweden is also debating joining NATO. And there are other nations that are thinking about it now because of this aggression. Also, NATO is announcing that it's going to grow its permanent force along the Baltic's frontier. Dvornikov can't answer all of that. So what is Putin's option now, given that the war grinds on? As you say, it won't end quickly. The population is extremely adept at adjusting to the Russian offensive. And that NATO is encroaching on all of the security concerns that Putin claims he's concerned about.
Well, the war as the Russians want it to be can't be won, or not easily. And therefore, he either has to capitulate, which is unthinkable, or he has to hit somewhere else. He has to find another weak point, particularly the United States, but also for NATO, where he can somehow force a negotiation. The real terror here is not Ukraine. The real terror is the American hatched economic war. It is, as Kudrin says, crushing the Russians. He needs that war to stop. And to do that, he has to find some point of weakness where he can impose pain on the West, on the United States in particular. And that basic point is somewhere on the naval choke points. somewhere in the Mediterranean to cut off fuel from North Africa, somewhere in the Denmark Straits, perhaps somewhere in the Caribbean, in the Cuban area, where he places ships, submarines, cutting off trade, creating unease, forcing a negotiation. In other words, he's got to change the tempo and the geography of this war. He can't simply fight on it.
Does it suit Putin to pull NATO into the direct conflict? Certainly using kilo-class submarines, I believe that's what you're recommending he might try here. Kilo-class submarines would engage NATO's sense of its trade, its values, its security. Does NATO suit Putin at this point?
The problem is the United States. NATO is politically allied. Britain is an important ally. The French are significant. The Germans, not so much. But the point is to find a place where the pain is so great that the U.S. has to negotiate. And yes, the kilo-class submarines cutting off, for example, the straits north and south of Cuba, three of the largest ports in the United States are in the Gulf of Mexico. Cut off the Gulf of Mexico from international trade. Cut off the Europeans. Find some direction in which you can get leverage and negotiations. I'm not saying this is going to work. I'm saying this is what he's got to start thinking in these ways.
We have reports from around the globe now. You know, you see them well. You write them up at Geopolitical Futures. That the food security is at risk. Fuel security is at risk. Fertilizer not coming out of Russia damages not only what is now being planted, but what will be planted for wintertime in Brazil. Brazil doesn't have adequate resources to feed 1 billion people. There are soup kitchens in Lima, Peru that are doubling their prices just to keep the poor people fed a little bit with soup, with the chicken they have. So why I mention all this, George, is that right now we are seeing economically what the effect of a NATO-Russia war would look like. Does that help Putin, this constriction of options for food security in all of the Americas as well as Europe?
All wars have pain. Vietnam was the mother of all inflation. World War II was rationing everything. Let's not kid ourselves. We either give in to the Russians or we absorb some economic pain. And then somewhere down the line, we have casualties, the dead, the American dead. So this is not a joke, and this is not something we can do well, but we're going to do it. But both sides want to do it fast. We want to defeat the Russians quickly. The Russians want to defeat us quickly. So we have two sides and a global war, both wanting not to have any civilian pain and hoping to get rid of it. But I'll tell you, we're in a war and there will be civilian pain and there's going to be shortages and there's going to be pain because every war we've ever had that.
The report, and it's incomplete, the report is that the U.S. is making decisions to send in artillery. Howitzers were mentioned. I don't know if they're mobile or fixed, but in any event, it's heavier and heavier equipment. Is that significant to Putin that we're providing everything modern, not just old Russian equipment?
Well, it certainly is. But when we're dealing with war today, we don't have to be close up and personal to smack the enemy. What's really interesting is what's lining up in Poland, what's lining up in Romania, long-range rockets that can knock out what they have, and the Russians have these rockets too. So if we ever get into a war beyond inside of Ukraine, it's going to be these things that are being mounted by NATO that are really important. Now, putting in the howitzers also matters because it allows us to make the Ukrainians deadly without bringing us into the war. And our goal is not to get into the shooting war.
George Friedman is founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.